Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, September 26th, 2024. The Shaw Institute is a nonprofit scientific research organization based in Blue Hill. It was founded in 1990 by ecotoxicologist Dr. Susan Shaw. For more than three decades, their research on plastics, ocean pollution, marine mammal health, toxic chemicals, and climate change has informed public opinion and fueled policy impacting millions of people in the U.S. and worldwide. And from time to time, we like to check in with them to see what they're working on.
My name is Dr. Charles Rolski. I am the Executive Director and Senior Research Scientist at the Shaw Institute in lovely Blue Hill. We started collaborating with a main startup called Dirigo Sea Farms, and they are doing some really incredible work that's actually really cool for us because it's kind of originally based on our research looking into these dish and laundry detergent pods that are made out of plastic but are sort of peddled to be eco-friendly and sustainable. So Alexa and James, who we've been collaborating with, have taken it on themselves to actually make a replicate of those pods but out of kelp grown in Maine so that it's a lot more sustainable and eco-friendly and doesn't leave those sort of long-lasting impacts of plastic pollution around our beautiful ecosystems. This is kind of a new direction. There's other groups doing it. It's kind of this field of bioplastics. But as it relates to these pods, this is pretty much a first, which is really neat for us, again, to have our work inspire the company, but then have the company inspire us with how proactive they're being. And they needed a little bit of lab space, which is kind of hard to come by in this neck of the woods. So we were able to provide them with some lab space. We're actually sharing a technician with them who's working on our plastic research as well. So it's been a very wholesome connection that's ultimately going to lead to a much more sustainable product than using plastic in these laundry and dish detergent pods.
That's great. And you also have received a new grant recently.
Yes, we applied for an NIH proposal to support our work looking at human placentas for the presence of micro and nanoplastics. This work is done in conjunction with NYU that has an amazing cohort of women that donate their placentas so we can understand their health and the health of the fetus. We've been working on this for a year now. We applied for the grant in February of 2023. We were just told that the grant was successful. So the Shaw Institute will receive some funding to be able to support this work, which is great because we've been kind of doing it out of our own pocket, give or take, and also with the generous donations that we receive. So that grant will come in very soon and will support this long project we have with NYU. Traditionally, we would slow down a little bit in the winter as it kind of relates to tourism and visitors. But what we kind of do is transition now our center and our services over to supporting the local schools and organizations that are here year round. So we are getting a touch tank. It's been quite the process for us, but we have the tank now. We're getting the stand built. Should be here soon. And that's for our downtown location. And we are available for tours. We do have a gift shop there. So if people reach out to us, we can arrange that. And then in the new building we have on the outskirts of Blue Hill, that's also available for tours. That's where we have our new mass spec that we do our plastic analysis with. And that's where our kelp collaborators are located. So we're also happy to give tours of that building as well. Just reach out to us and we'd be more than happy to show anyone around. We offer PFAS tests for drinking water here at our facility in downtown Blue Hill. And that's so that people can just make sure that the drinking water, which is going to be the kind of one of the leading sources of PFAS in your home, we can test those relatively easily. Anything beyond that, if it's soil, we can collaborate it, but it's a bit of a longer process, a bit more pricey. Whereas the drinking water PFAS test, we can get that sent out relatively quickly. And we're starting to open up more to groups like Harvard and Arizona State University, University of California, San Francisco. These are all people that are sending human tissue samples over to us for us to analyze. We also got some samples of monkey poop from Ethiopia because they traditionally will eat at a burn site there with a lot of plastic. So we're starting, that's when you know a scientific lab is up and running, when you have a bunch of weird samples, a bunch of cool samples, and now we're really hitting the road hard.
You could probably draw a lot of kids in there to want to see the monkey poop.
Oh,
and the touch tank.
Yeah. I've been the poop guy for many years. Yeah. I've been a killer whale poop guy, human poop guy, now monkey poop guy. So whatever gets people laughing and interested in science, I'll take it. We're very active on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, shawinstitute.org. We're all pretty accessible on the website. You can send really any one of us an email, but if you're unsure about who to contact for something, the info@shawinstitute.org is a great way to get in touch with us and either arrange for a PFAS test, arrange for a tour. Any of those things are a really fair game in that one email address.
That was Dr. Charles Rolsky, Executive Director and Senior Research Scientist at the Schott Institute in Blue Hill, schottinstitute.org. For Roundtown, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.